Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a radio show, but we do have a video element.
That we do.
Yes. And that is Twitch. And the reason I bring that up is, once again, we were doubting. We weren't really doubting. We were like, Kang, you brought up the 49-inch vertical.
Yeah.
So Twitch, we stream video. Our guy, Ben, who runs the Twitch page, found the video and linked it for those on the streaming chat of his 49-inch vertical.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to it now.
So good work, Ben.
Way to go, Ben.
I am going to retweet this.
All right. It's a little different.
What do you mean?
Well, it says 48, but regardless, the difference is this is not how they do the vertical leap.
No, because it takes some steps beforehand, right?
Several steps.
Oh, then that's not 49 standing.
No, it's not a standing vertical. But I bet you standing, it's probably well over 40, which is unbelievable.
Well, the record is 48. This was measured at 49. If you want to see it, we have now retweeted it as well, the video that that Ben posted on our Twitch streaming chat, at Duggan Gator 971. So this is Shaedon Sharpe, who could be the pick at five. So could Jaden Ivey. So could Keegan Murray. But this is the wildcat. This is the door number two. This is the Darko. The guy that very few have seen play. Probably the least amount of intel on him. But this video is going to be Sam McGuffey leapfrogging somebody in high school and everybody freaks out.
But I feel like it's a little unfair because Darko, I don't think there was really ever any good tape on him playing well. Like, we have tape on Sharp playing well against high school kids.
In AAU, yeah. No defense situation.
Yes, but there's something there. I think Darko was really odd. That was like door number five. Like, you had no idea, like, really no idea what was going on.
Okay. Did the map get laid out for the Jeremy Grant trade? Let me start with this. Question. Couple months ago when Troy Weaver was asked, how many players in this draft do you see at the top of the draft? What did he say, Gator?
I don't remember.
Seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said last year. For this year, seven.
Couple months ago,
yes,
in
seven.
This draft.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, seven is what he said, Doug.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Which team was most rumored to be interested in Jeremy Grant at the trade deadline? I don't know if you remember this, but
really, Chicago?
No, Chicago was. There were rumors about Chicago. Kang, do you remember who created all the trade rumors?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who had all the trade rumors about Jeremy Grant at the trade deadline? Do you remember which team seemed to be most interested?
Oh, out of the dozens?
Yes.
I think it was Portland.
Portland. After the draft lottery, where is Portland picking? Seventh. Is that your trade?
Would I trade Jeremy Grant straight up for the seventh pick?
Yep.
Yep. I would.
Okay. Weaver said seven. He was asked about the seven again today, and he still said seven.
Seven.
Portland is picking seventh. Portland wanted Jeremy Grant at the trade deadline. Dot. Connect. Boom. Is that it? Is that the deal? Did it all just get laid out in front of us?
I mean, I like where your head's at. This is like Aqib Talib stuff. This is like premonition.
Yeah.
This is...
Don't get carried away. Do not compare me to... I am no Aqib Talib.
No, I'm saying this whole... You're figuring it out based on what's already out there.
I am.
Because of what Troy Weaver said.
Yes, but Aqib Talib is... He went all extraterrestrial. I'm not. I don't deserve that, unless it happens.
I don't know.
I mean,
getting excited about the number seven is like Monica from Friends getting excited about the seven erogenous zones.
Wow. Okay.
Seven, seven, seven.
Okay.
Not three, four, six, seven. Yes, I'm getting to that point. I like where your head's at. Look, if they could trade Jeremy Grant and get a top seven pick, yes, take chances. You can swing for fences there.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems to make sense. I went back and looked at the trade deadline reporting. Do you know what? And it was funny because the Bleacher Report back then had a trade report on Jeremy Grant, and the asking price for Jeremy Grant at the time, the Pistons wanted two first-round picks or a first-rounder and a promising young rookie-scale contract player, according to the Bleacher Report back at the trade deadline. I thought that was a hefty ask. I mean, good for them, but I thought it was a bit of a hefty ask.
Let me ask you this.
Ask away.
Based on what we've seen from Troy Weaver as the Pistons GM in the two drafts he's had, he likes to move around.
Yes.
Would you, at this point, almost guarantee that the Pistons are going to have some kind of a move? Like, that Jeremy Grant gets traded or that they'll just move around the draft anyway? But I kind of feel like he's going to trade Jeremy Grant. Because there were dozens of teams that were interested in him a year ago.
Well, that was, I can't remember who it was that reported dozens of teams, which would be almost the entire league because there are just barely dozens of teams in the league.
Let's just scale it back and say that there are a half dozen teams that are interested in Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you can get a bidding war over a player that's a known commodity in the league that can help a team right now and contribute 18 points a game. You can pencil it in. It's always going to be that. And there'll be games he goes off and go for 40 or more, that if that's what you need from him. Or he can be that sixth man that just completely comes off the bench and just lights it up, because that's what he can do. There's absolutely a place for him for one of these better teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you have the real potential for a bidding war. And if it's Portland that wants him, come get him. And then it just really opens things up for the Pistons and how young they are. They're already one of the youngest teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And then if you were to add, let's say that they add Shaedon Sharpe, just because it's fun to say now. If it's Shaedon Sharpe and AJ Griffin from Duke, well, that'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. I like it.
I'm setting myself up
to be disappointed when it doesn't happen.
What this is it feels like it would be a grand experiment on taking an already young roster, making it even younger. And I think with a roster that young, even if they sign DeAndre Ayton, how old is Ayton? He's not that old. I mean, he's just, because this would be he's 23, man.
Oh, he's over the hill. He's over the hill.
I mean, this Piston team would probably not be very good again because they'd be too young. And they'd be right back at the top next year.
They're ready for it.
Is this starting to look like Philly a few years ago? Trust the process,
no.
Philly?
No. No, don't even say that. Don't even say that.
Why?
Well, trust the process
did nothing.
Oh, I know. What I'm saying, it's starting to look like that. If they were to follow through on this, if they were to move Grant... I mean, their veteran would be Corey Joseph.
It's just the lesson learned is you just don't trade for James Harden.
No, think of it
and
more
don't take
positive.
Ben Simmons.
Doug, you're a positive guy.
I am
right?
a positive
So
guy.
Don't go negative, go positive.
No, I'm not saying it's going to have Philly results, but I think what Philly did could have worked if they did it with the right players.
Think more Memphis. That's a young team.
Yep.
That's a young team. They got the 2 seed, okay?
Yep.
You know, they ran into a really veteran-laden Golden State team, but... That's what you want to be like.
Sure.
Have those young players, that young core, win a bunch of games. Desmond Bane, you know, Dillon Brooks, obviously Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. Those are all young guys.
Mm-hmm.
The veteran is Steven Adams, who's just like a, He's the enforcer, basically. Yeah. Rim protector, rebounder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.